We found Lair sitting inside the Birchfield Auditorium overseeing a rehearsal with several dancers. Now, this rehearsal comes 1 week after the board issued a statement saying that they terminated Lair as artistic director. The board indicated it was reviewing the organization's financial status with attorneys and accountants, but halted all operations. Lair was willing to speak with us, but said there are some questions he cannot answer.
The board sent out a statement that they fired you.
Yes, they did. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Can you comment on that?
Not right now. And, I can't really comment on that right now.
There have been some difficult off-the-record accusations made against you on embezzlement.
Yes. I really have no comment on that right now. Right now, what we're doing is the artistic vision that I've always had. As John Lehrer and what I brought to the company is still there. It's my choreography still. And what people have seen on stage is all still there. Might be some different dancers, but the vision lives on.
When the board issued a statement last week that they did indeed fire you, they mentioned that they were reviewing the finances of it all. Mm-hmm. How close were you to the financial aspect of the company?
Right. I'm not going to comment on that right now, but yeah.
Are you worried about any kind of charges or anything like that?
Right now, I'm really just focused on the European tour. It was able to be saved. Our agent from Europe came here to Buffalo and was here for about 10 days working on this, making sure we could salvage the tour that they worked so hard to make happen and that we created the work. So really, it's kind of just one step at a time right now.
What about those other dancers, though? Mm-hmm. They were left out in the cold. I know I tried to reach out to one. She didn't want to comment right now for the situation.
Right. Yeah, it's very tough for everybody. All of the dancers were let go because the company, you know, was dissolved. And all the dancers, you know, they have their own personal lives and what they decided to do. But basically what happened was our agent in Germany hired us all. So we are hired by the agent, just as if the producer was making a musical and they needed to hire dancers. So they individually hired all of us, and we are now employees of them. And three of the original company members decided to take the contract.
Again, I know you can't answer specific questions, obviously, because of the situation, but how difficult is it for you to work in this community and then have this happen where you're fired from your board?
Right. Well, it's very difficult, and it's going to be a road. It's going to be a journey, and whatever happens and whatever I'm going to learn from it, and I'm going to grow and be better and make something even more spectacular.
Does it harm your credibility, though?
It may. Sure. I mean, you know, and people will think what they want. We are, you know, dealing with it how we need to deal with it on every level. So, and if it, you know, yeah, if it does, then I will have to do my best to regain my credibility. And we still, my agents, both in Europe and in the United States, are behind me 100%.
What's your message to others that you've worked with, you've collaborated with, that are probably left out in the cold right now? The Buffalo Philharmonic, M&T has helped sponsor you.
Yeah.
You've done stuff with Buffalo Chamber players. I've contacted some who didn't know anything about it. I mean, how do you respond to them and what they were expecting of Lair?
Mm-hmm. You know, really, I have no response other than as soon as we're done with this tour, a reassessment will take place on what I'm able to do and what I'm able not to do. So I haven't spoken to many people. There's been a few collaborators that I have been in touch with that were directly affected in the short term about us working with them.
WBFO News did reach out to the Erie County District Attorney's Office on this matter. The public information officer said they cannot confirm or deny an investigation into the matter. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.